The agreement that created LeCom expires in 4 weeks. Keokuk is the only member that has not signed a new multi-year contract to extend the service. The city has concerns about the new agreement's language, duration, and enforcement. Keokuk wanted to know more about how the document came to be, so it sent Freedom of Information requests to the rest of the members of LeCom. It sought all correspondence about LeCom during the past year. Keokuk does not believe it received all of the information it requested, so it's suing the Lee County Fire Chiefs Association, the City of West Point, and a handful of individuals, including West Point Mayor Paul Walker. The city states in the lawsuits that it believes text messages and emails exchanged during the negotiation process for the new agreement should be available to the public. Keokuk wants the court to order the release of all documents and to declare the defendants violated Iowa's open records law and deliver appropriate penalties. These lawsuits come as Keokuk prepares to take LeCom to court to prevent the implementation of the new agreement for the dispatch center. City Administrator Aaron Burnett says it remains to be seen if LeCom will continue to dispatch for Keokuk if the city is no longer a member, so more lawsuits will be filed.
To seek an injunction to protect the city's interests in dispatch being provided to police and fire and ambulance, and then also seeking to protect the taxpayers from the collection of taxes in the city of Keokuk for a service that would not be provided to the city.
Burnett says time is of the essence, so the new lawsuits will be filed as soon as possible. He says the city is also taking steps to reopen its dispatch center at the police station. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.